This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Something that has always intrigued me as I read the biblical account of the Christmas story is how God fulfilled his promise through the centuries. Let me explain. He first promised a Messiah in the Garden of Eden. He had to work through fallen humanity over the centuries to end up with the seed of the woman, a singular individual who would at the appointed time be the one who would crush the head of Satan. The two genealogies in the Bible, Matthew 1 and Luke 3, list diverse personalities who were part of the promised line that would end with the seed of the woman. There are five women in the genealogy in Matthew 1. John MacArthur writes in his Bible commentary, "It is unusual for women to be named in genealogies. Matthew names five. Tamar was a Canaanite woman who posed as a prostitute to seduce Judah, Genesis 38. Rahab, verse 5, was a Gentile and a prostitute, Joshua 2:1. Ruth, verse 5, was a Moabite woman, Ruth 1:3, and a worshiper of idols. Bathsheba, Uriah's wife, verse 6, committed adultery with David, 2 Samuel 11. And Mary, verse 16, bore the perceived stigma of pregnancy outside of wedlock. Each of these women is an object lesson about the workings of divine grace." End of quote. Many men in these genealogies were significantly flawed. The fact that God worked good through such a list of fallen humanity is inherently what the Christmas story is all about. Never forget it.